Phoenix's Human Services Campus has a new executive director. Amy Schwabenlender took over on August 1st after working for more than a decade at Valley of the Sun United Way. Homelessness has become an issue in a few of this fall's political campaigns, and the most recent point in time count for Maricopa County found more than 6,200 people experiencing homelessness on a January night earlier this year. Schwabenlender joins me to talk about that and her new role. And Amy, first off, what has struck you so far being on the job now for a few months?
A lot has struck me and continues to strike me. And I had the opportunity to go to the Human Services Campus often and work with a lot of the partners in my past life. And now my office is in a building that looks out on 12th Avenue in Madison, which is a high traffic area for people and cars who go by very fast because I don't think they want to slow down and see what might be happening with people experiencing homelessness. And maybe that's one of the things that struck me the most is I knew there was a lack of public awareness about issues related to homelessness. And now being in it every day and wanting to talk to media and other stakeholders and obviously funders, I see on the daily basis how lacking public awareness is in all the issues related to homelessness.
Do you get a sense that the problem of homelessness in this area is getting better in any way?
I would like to be optimistic and say, sure, there's got to be a general way that's better. I think, again, like one of the things being on the campus every day, and there's still about 1,000 people that come to the Human Services Campus every single day. And some are the same people. There's new people, though, every day. And so the adapting and always constantly in the environment to meet each person where they're at and find out what they need to end their homelessness, it's hard to say that things are getting better. At the same time, the experience I have had around things like permanent supportive housing and rapid rehousing, I know those interventions work. And now I'm in this place where it's the tension of, okay, we know these things work, and here's this ongoing, continuing demand. How do we get supply and demand to meet up, because it is difficult every day to watch more people falling into homelessness and coming and asking for help.
I'm curious how you think that the different levels of government and organizations that try to address the problem of homelessness work together. How is the sort of collaboration between all of those different entities in terms of trying to really help people and, as you say, meet them where they
mm-hmm,
are?
Mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity, honor to be part of a lot of those public-private collaborations. And there are good things that happen, and there's success, and there's accomplishments, and there's certainly been progress, again, I think, around some of the newer housing interventions and creating those. What I experienced then and what I experience now is it still reaches a point where it gets competitive and turfy, and that's just hard. I think we live in this social sector of balancing against this ideal state of, if we all collaborated, we could get so much more done and we could leverage resources. The daily practice, it's challenging to operate that way all the time because you're still faced with this need every single day.
It seems like that really kind of speaks to the issue of finite resources and there not necessarily being enough resources to go around here.
There's certainly not enough resources to go around. And again, in our state, that's a challenge that we face, in the social services sector. And homelessness is, you know, probably the area where people are the most vulnerable. They're not just experiencing homelessness, that they lack housing. By the time someone shows up at the Human Services Campus, they're also lacking regular access to affordable, nutritious food. They're lacking access to primary health care. They're lacking access to regular mental health care. They're not just lacking a home. And it's difficult to compete again against other issues when there's only so much philanthropy, there's only so much government resource, and neither of those resources is growing.
So other than money, and I know that's a mm-hmm. huge one to take
yes.
out of the equation,
yes.
but other than money, what are the biggest challenges you're facing and you expect to face going mm-hmm. forward in this new role as you're trying to help people get back on their feet and get all of these various things that they need?
Some of the non-monetary things, again, where the government really plays a role for me and what I see every day is working with people being discharged from jail and prison and people being discharged out of the healthcare system or not being able to access the care they need out of the behavioral health system. And that systems change excites me. And that's why I'm enjoying my first trimester, because I'm in the intervention and having the interactions with people in need every day, which could be overwhelmingly depressing. At the same time, it gives me the content and the data and the anecdotes to work on the longer term systems change.
Do you think it's realistic to say that we can end homelessness?
I think it's realistic to say that we could get to this idea of functional zero that's talked about nationally, where we intervene in homelessness early and connect people to services rapidly so that homelessness is a one-time occurrence in someone's life. We have this chronically homeless population. I believe a lot of the root cause is, again, back to these systems of care, where something in a system didn't work for a person. And if we can address those system issues, I believe the homeless population shrinks and we could meet people's needs faster and their experience in homelessness would be shorter.
All right. Amy Schwabenlender is the new executive director of the Human Services Campus in Phoenix. Amy, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.